Well, it's April the 24th, and we have a new piece of technology in the house. You've got a new toy. It's the Apple Watch.
Yes, I mean, how unfair was this? They actually said that mine will be here mid-May.
That's right.
And that you'd get yours first because you were having a plain leather buckle, and I was having the Milanese loop. But actually, it's mine came bang on time, and yours is still waiting.
I don't know where mine's coming from. I think it's walking here.
Anyway. It came, I saw it, I'm bonkers for it.
Let's get to the heart of the matter, because there are quite a number of sceptics about the Apple Watch. It's Apple's new device. Why would you want one when you've got your phone? Should I wait until version 25.5 comes out and so on? You've been playing with it now for 3 or 4 hours. What's your initial impression of it?
I'm even more impressed than I thought I would be. And I knew that I would love it. It worked really well. I knew that I would love it. I have difficulty sometimes holding the phone. I have difficulty scrabbling in a bag to get it out or scrabbling on the dock to find where it is. To be able to have something on my wrist that notifies me quietly and gently when I'm getting texts, when I'm getting Twitter notifications, when I've got emails that need to be dealt with, wherever I am, unless I've got my hands like elbow deep in water or something, that is a really big deal for me. It's very, very special. It just performs. I was told that I'd need to dictate replying to text messages, and we all know how non-accurate the dictation can be at times. The dictation has been spot on that I've done, and I'm just knocked out by it, to be honest.
I've been really impressed just listening to you going through it. I helped you a little bit with the initial setup,
yes.
But actually going through it, all the different things it can do, we'll go through some of those in a moment, but I was particularly impressed with how you can use the phone in collaboration with the Apple Watch.
Yes, that's a really neat thing, the way that you can synchronize the two. It's very handy to do setting up of the watch on the phone. And things like moving your apps around so that you get the ones that you want to use near the, what you might call the top left-hand corner of the watch screen. It's very, very, very handy. You wouldn't like to be having to move things around on such a tiny little screen, whereas with the iPhone screen, you've got lots of room. You know, it's a very handy thing to have.
It is a completely seamless process, the way that they interact with each other, and that included the setup. Now, when we got it out of the box, it was very, very nicely packaged. It was spelled quality, as Apple's products always do. Mm. Now, we had to do the manual setup.
Yes, I have to say, if I'm honest, that is where I came unstuck and I did need help. I did find it very tricky to do the pairing. I had to have all the help I could get. The instructions aren't particularly helpful. I didn't find them helpful, but I do get freaked out by things. So I think somebody level-headed might have an easier time than I did.
They certainly did differ from
yes.
the reality in a few ways. But we got there anyway with the manual process. And it involves selecting your language and also entering a code on the phone that the watch gives you.
But the thing is, you don't have long to do it. You really need to either be very dexterous with a keyboard or to use a Bluetooth keyboard. Because, you know, if you're not quick, the pairing fails, you know, which I think is you know, it really is a bit tricky.
I think what you're doing is you're listening to both devices.
Yeah, both devices can be really confusing. You have to press both start pairing buttons quite soon, and then to read things from both screens. We tried the holding up to the camera thing. It just didn't work for either of us. We both tried, and it was really quite tricky. I would have to say, if I had a pick, you know, if I had a moan about the whole thing, that's what the moan would be. So should we cut to the chase and describe what this baby's like?
Definitely.
Before we talk anymore and bore everyone to death? What I've got here, if you think you're going to get something very thin and small and flat and smaller than a talking watch, then you're going to be disappointed. Because what I've got here is a square thing They said it's rectangular. Mine isn't so much. It's more of a square. I think it's ever so slightly rectangular. It's smooth. It's got rounded corners. It's slick to the touch, as any iDevice always is. And it's quite thick, but it's not as thick as a talking watch. And it does feel lovely to the touch. It sits very flat to your wrist, and it has a quality feel about it. I've got the stainless steel one here, and I have the Milanese loop, which is like a very fine, slim, sinuous ribbon of steel that adjusts minutely to the comfort fit of your wrist and wraps around and fastens with a strong magnet, which is very secure. And for somebody who might have a very slim wrist, or for someone who might have a larger wrist and might be a bit worried about whether a buckle is going to fit or whether they've chosen the right one, it's a good pick to have. It can be worn by either sex, I would say. But I think for a lady also, it's a very elegant thing to have. I like this band. I'm glad I chose it. So, it's got two buttons. The flat, sort of oblongy one with the curved ends is the power button. And the digital crown, obviously, is the round button. It's a bit like the home button on an iPhone. One thing that I did notice, though, you do have to turn it sometimes to do things. But if you turn it, you get no click, no speech on the watch that I hear. You have to swipe back and forth to see if you've turned it to get any results.
Yes, there was something that you were adjusting, I think, in settings, where you had to turn the crown, but you didn't get audible speech feedback, so you had to do a little bit of swiping
back and forth. I was customising my watch face, that's what I was doing, which is a cool thing to be able to do. I mean, if you want, you can just leave it at the very plain analogue watch face that you get. But I wanted pink on mine. Oh, did you hear that? That was a notification that I got a Twitter mention.
Cool, and that's through Twitterific,
Twitterific
is it?
On the watch, and I got a little gentle vibration on my wrist and a little ping.
This is one of the things I really like about it, the cute little sounds it makes.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
Very gentle, aren't they?
Very gentle. And it means that I don't get big annoying noises into the room on my iPhone, but I do get push notifications so that if I'm reading or something and I get things that need my attention, I know to go to the computer and look if I want to. It's really very cool indeed. So shall I show you what we have
yes,
here?
Yes, just a few things.
Yes.
That'd be great.
There is two ways you can get this baby to talk. You can have it where if you raise your wrist, it activates. I don't want that. I don't want it talking every time I move my hands. So I have it where it's activated when I press the crown. 7:07 p.m. in 2 seconds. So she said the time. I'm sorry if she's a bit fast. And you also might notice that she's a bit distorted. It's because the speech is on full volume and I would normally have it quite a bit lower. But I wanted you to be able to hear it. My hand is right by the microphone. Now, did you hear that little click? The face is active for, I would say, about 15 seconds. And then the screen automatically locks again. So now I'm going to activate the screen again and swipe with my finger to show you what you actually see. The way I've customised the watch face, this is just my particular way of having it. Sometimes you can see the weather. I don't want to see the weather every time I look at my watch. But this is how I have it. 7:07 p.m. in 55 seconds. Moving. 0%. Exercising. 0%. Standing. 0%. I don't really want that, but I can't seem to get it off. Timer. 15 minutes remaining. Moon phase. Waxing crescent. Illuminated from right. I don't think I can get them off there. I'd like to if I could, but I quite like the moon face. That actually might look quite pretty, because I think it's an image. Now, if I want to look at my glances, I just swipe down with one finger. April 24th. Unread notifications. And I can just see there that I've got unread notifications. And if I tap on that, I can go into where my Twitter notification would be and anything else that I've got to look at. It's very easy by swiping and tapping to find your way around the screen. It's cool. That isn't the main home screen. That's just the clock face. If I want to go into the main home screen, I just press that button again. Now, this is my home screen. And Twitterific is first up because that's the one I'll most likely want to go into. Music. And then there's music. Messages. Alarm. And there are all my workout. Maps. Clock. Camera. Timer. There are all my apps there. they're a bit of a hodgepodge at the moment because I've only had this thing 5 minutes. I really haven't had time to do more than move the ones I'm going to want most up to the top left-hand corner so that I can get to them the easiest. But what you do, you have your sort of lock screen, if you like. The thing that you see when you press the button first. And then you press again and you get your home screen with all the apps on it.
And on the clock screen that we encountered, first of all, one of the things that you can have on there is next event. And that I'm going to find very useful for keeping track of appointments.
It's the calendar. I've taken it off because I don't need it, but you will need it for work and stuff. And definitely you can see your next event there.
It's very easy to read your incoming messages, and you've already talked about dictation for replying to them. And you do get the sound notification that we've just heard. We've heard that there's a Twitterific app. It is possible as well to sync music playlists.
I was really impressed with this. One of the things you can do is you can choose a playlist, maybe your favourite playlist, and you can store up to a gig of music from a playlist or playlists on the device, which you can play even if it's offline, which is cool. So if I'm like buzzing about doing housework or whatever, I can have music playing on my wrist. Okay, it's going to be pretty tinny, but it'll still be quite cool to have something nice to listen to when I'm moving about in here.
That's right. Now, we have looked at the phone side of it as well. You can receive phone calls.
Yes, and beautiful.
Work with them on the watch. So you could hear the call okay?
Yes, I could hear absolutely fine. You could hear me when I answered. Answering was a simple double tap. I didn't get the hang of hanging the call up. You went first and I couldn't find out how to do it.
I was too impatient, you see.
You were very impatient, you see. Very, very impatient. So I couldn't find out how to do that. But yes, it seemed to be very simple. It didn't look like a two-finger double tap, but I'll try and find out how to do it next time. What I actually did really like was it also rang on the iPhone. So supposing I was out somewhere, I don't particularly want to be talking to, you know, someone private on my watch with everyone being able to hear me. But if I feel the vibration on my wrist, I can pull, you know, take the phone out if I want to and answer the phone and talk privately to someone. Sometimes I miss calls because I don't hear the phone in a crowded place or noisy if I've got the phone tucked in my bag. But I feel the taptic engine, a little vibrating there on my wrist, and I know it's happening. It's really, really cool to have.
This is one of the features about the watch, the fact that it sends tap signals to you on your wrist.
Yes.
How do you find that? Is it a bit of a shock the first
time? No, it's not. It's really nice, actually. It's not hard like the iPhone does. It's really nice and gentle and subtle. And things like when Siri starts, she doesn't go dink. She actually does a very gentle taptic signal. So when you want to start dictating a message, you get a little vibration to tell you to go, and another one to tell you that dictation stopped.
That's good. And it's possible, isn't it, to send these vibrations or similar to another watch user?
So it is alleged. I can't find out how to do it at the moment, but I will learn in time. I mean, I'm only really just, you know, getting to know this.
And we don't have another watch.
And we don't have another one anyway yet.
Right. Is there anything else you want to say about the Apple Watch other than how good it is?
No, it's just that we just got asked to talk about it by several people. So this is basically my little show and tell.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll leave you to keep playing with it.